just a gutsy effort. I just love to hear your thought process on this game. First period, first two periods, you guys really stuck to your process, and then a desperate team really put it on. What can you say about the way you guys managed to get the 2 points in a game like this?
Yeah, you described it as gutsy. I think that's accurate. You know, it's really ugly. Guys have to compete. You know, guys are working hard and tired. They're giving everything they have. As you mentioned, a desperate opponent coming at us. So they're real aggressive, lots of pressure. Hard to make any real tape-to-tape passes in that environment. You're under siege. But goaltending was terrific from Jake Allen. And I thought the guys, despite giving one up, that's sort of the, bend, don't break type mentality. And I thought earn the 2 points off of that mentality, but probably more importantly, just our play through two periods. I thought we controlled things pretty good. Not that we controlled the play necessarily, but we didn't give up very much. We were patient. We got ourselves the lead, and I think we had to do to get the 2 points.
You've been talking a lot about staying patient in that structure and being opportunistic in the offensive zone, and you saw a lot of that in the second period, keeping shots to the perimeter and then going on the other end and getting a pair of goals in under a minute. Just that stretch of time in the second particularly to weather that storm.
Yeah, I thought the last 10 minutes of the second period, roughly that amount of time, were really good for us. It's second period has been our period. We've been as good or better than anybody in the league in the second period, so that was on display again, and it took us a little bit to get to that in the second. Jake had a couple saves for us there, but I thought by and large in the first period there's not a lot that we're giving up against, and I thought we did enough to manage the game, and great game-breaking play by Timo Meier to get us going, but some things happened before that to set that up to give him that kind of gap, offensive gap and speed differential to attack the net. So, it's a great recipe. As ugly as it is in the third period, it's a great recipe. And listen, it's going to be ugly. That's just the reality. But we got to find ways, different ways and different nights. And today was a gutsy effort.
There was a shift there, like about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game, where Pally and Tomáš Tatar and Dawson Mercer ate up like a minute and a half in the offensive zone along the wall. How much did that help get you to the end of the game there?
Yeah, it's huge. And that's what you're looking for in a third period, is more of that. It took us a long time to get to that point. I mean, we had a couple of real good chances off the rush where we kind of got in behind them. Timo had one. Cotter had a real clean look. But that shift, I agree, coming after their first goal, sort of took certainly ate some clock, but took some wind out of their sails a little bit. Made it harder for them to get their goaltender out. Some of their best people were on the ice during that time, having to play D zone. So that's really the recipe when you're protecting a lead in the third period. It was a job well done by that line.
What did you see from Timo Meier? Gets another goal, obviously got things going there in the second period.
Yeah, as I mentioned, that's big time stuff. I mean, he recognizes he's got the D in transition there, and strong and hard to the net, and then a big time finish. That's what you need. That's what you're hoping for. You play a good patient game, and when your opportunity comes, you hope you make good on it. I thought we had some opportunities in the first period that didn't quite go our way. We missed the net, and we missed them in net way too much early in the game. But you need your best players to step up for you, and that's a huge goal for Timo.
Do you like the response for coming off of that Pittsburgh game? We're talking about the mindset going into this one.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. I mean, we knew we were playing a desperate team here, with Columbus, and it's another road game. It's hard to beat a team twice in a row. We played these guys twice in a week here, and coming into their building, we knew this was going to be a tough game. It was going to take some mental toughness and some competitiveness and all those types of things, but intelligence at the same time. So again, as ugly as that third period is, there's things we'd like to do better there, and we'll watch that back and try to be better next time. But overall, I thought the guys were very committed to the task at hand, and our full marks for the 2 points.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.